Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Something Brewing. This morning we're having a few little challenges getting onto Blog Talk, but we are waiting for Cherry to join us here, and I'm sure she'll be here shortly. So in the meantime, what I would like to do is direct everybody over to Cat Media 2 on Facebook. If you are able to get to Facebook right now, go over to Cat Media and then the number 2, and the number 2 is actually part of the word media. And that is where we have a private chat group going on for the show today. And I see we already got a couple people over there. Good morning, Jeff. Good morning, Debbie. And would love to see more of you get over there. We will watch as best we can. If you are a newcomer to the group and you're requesting to get in, we will watch for that and try and get you in as soon as possible. And I am not sure if Cherry has opened the Blog Talk chat yet. So if the Blog Talk chat is open, that is also something that we'll be looking at for everybody. And Cherry's sending me a message that she is having trouble getting in. So let's see if we can get her to call in versus logging in through the internet. So if you guys have seen the banner for today. Oh, more little details. We will be doing readings in the second half of the show, so that will be, if you are calling in, just be patient with us a little bit. We do get to the readings in the second half. And also, let's see, what else? I could advertise a little bit here while we're waiting for Cherry. Never short of things to talk about when I can start talking about some of the things that I do. If you would like to know more about me, I'm Tracy Mahan. You can go over to TracyMahan.com, TracyMahan.com. And that'll tell you all the different things I do. I do hypnosis. I do the quantum healing levels with Dolores Cannon techniques. I do readings and coaching and meditations. And here we go. Here's Cherry.
Good morning, everybody. Yes, well, little did I know that my headset was not going to work or I was not going to be able to get on. My dishwasher is going, so you please, please, please ignore that. But if I stop it, it will beep. So we can't do that either. So it's if you hear this, that's my dishwasher.
Well, at least we know your dishes are done and chores are done.
That's true.
Yeah. That's funny.
Oh, so, my goodness.
There will be no whining about chores later because you've already got them done.
That's right. And now I'm signing up back onto Cat Media 2 on Facebook where we have our chat. Because even that went down when I was trying to get on. So I'm back there. Hello, everybody. Jeff and Debbie and everybody who's there. Now, I don't know if you are aware of this, Tracy, but I did open up the chat room on Blog Talk Radio.
Okay.
So the Cat Media information there, but also our links to get to know more about us.
Yeah. Get to know more about us. That's important. I think we need to tell people more about us more often. Telling them to go to my website and find out more about what I do, readings, hypnosis, coaching, energy work, all those kinds of things, house clearings, lots of different things. So go over there and check it out. And then I'll finish up real quick with the Patreon page, which is a page that I have that I post hypnosis recordings, meditations. I posted a couple this week. I will be posting one today that is part of the Weight and Health group about confidence and living a happy life. Posted a Journey to the Fairy World yesterday. Posted Cherry and I's face-to-face video yesterday. That's a nice one to go check out. There's angel messages there, all kinds of things that are exclusive to the Patreon page. And that is patreon.com/TracyMahan. So check me out there as well. That's actually a fun place to go and see the work that I, or experience the work that I do. And there is a fee for that, but it's very small fee. So Okay, Cherry, how about you?
Well, I'm going to tell everybody, get it now, because she's going to become very, very well known, and it'll cost a whole bunch more later. No, couldn't resist.
I know. Actually,
you will not be able to afford her.
I have been getting hints to raise the prices on that, but I wouldn't do that to the patrons that I already have. So I don't know how that would even work. Yeah.
I know. So. I understand completely. You can get in touch with me by going to cherrydivine.com. It tells you everything I do, which is a lot. And then we have a retreat. A friend of mine and I are co-facilitating a retreat on the Big Island of Hawaii next month. It's only a few weeks away. We do have two or three spaces still available. If you are interested, this is the time to sign up. Just let them, by them I mean Vicki or me, know that you heard about this on Blog Talk Radio, Something Bruin, and we will give you the early bird special. Then I have several retreats coming up in Mount Shasta this year also. And just to let everybody know, I am in the process of updating my website. I still have last year's schedule on it. Yes, I know I'm behind the times a little bit, but it's been a busy first month of the year, so that's what I can say about that.
Yes.
Yes.
Let's say that about that. It's crazy. You know, this new moon woke me up at 3 a.m., by the way. Although, I heard this rumor, and I don't remember if you were with me when that, or maybe even you're the one that said, I don't know, but that energy or time, or something gets reset at 3 a.m. Well, whatever it was, 3 a.m. was my wake-up call this morning. I just figured it was the new moon energy, and I was wide awake. I literally felt like somebody had just returned me to my body. Kid you not. And I was just wide awake. And so I got up and did a few things from like 3 to 5, then went back to bed. But it's some crazy energy out there right now. I'm telling you.
I know. You know, the other morning I woke up at 2:02, fell instantly back to sleep after looking at time, then woke up again at 3:03. And Jeff is asking me, how do you spell that, Cherry? Okay, Jeff, remind me what in the heck I said so I can tell you how to spell it. I'm not sure.
Welcome to our world.
It's like, what did he say? What does he want me to spell for him?
Oh.
How do I spell that? T-H-A-T. That's how I spell it.
I like the humor.
Oh, my goodness. I know, Tracy and I were looking for a topic for a show today, and we came up with the right to whine. And the thing about it is why this is important to me is it really makes no difference what occurs in my life, you know, whining about it is not the answer. The reason being is I am the one that attracted it in. I am the one that set the blueprint up for my life path and all of my lessons, all of my experiences. When I hide within whining, then I am not owning who I am. Now, I'm not going to tell you I don't whine, because occasionally I do, and sometimes I even wallow. Yet then I remember, hold it. Who designed this life? That would be me. So, and when I'm busy blaming someone else or shaming someone else because of what's going on in my life, then I am not owning who I am.
Yeah, that's not fun always to look at, I'm creating this, or owning the part that you're playing in it and knowing that it's there serving a purpose for you to look at. Because, you know, I'm in the same boat. I got stuff going on here that I'm like, oh, my gosh. And then, I need to look at that. I need to look at, why is this in my world and in my reality? Anyway.
I know. Heavy sigh.
Yeah.
Like, what? What was I thinking? You know,
Wait, is sighing the same as whining, though? Or is it just kind of?
Yeah, well, it's I don't know that sighing is quite the same as whining, because whining means it wasn't me. Somebody else did it to me. And why did they do that to me? Whereas sighing is, look what I brought into my life. I wonder what I'm going to do about it. Am I ready to do it now? Or am I going to procrastinate a bit longer? And then you get the in there.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. Well, I have to love your banner with the dog bearing the wine.
And reminded me of Buddy.
It reminds me of Buddy, too. Yeah.
He's, I love that dog.
So I have a buddy whine or complaint that may or may not make people laugh. It sure didn't make me laugh yesterday, even though in the moment I could still see the humor of this. But you've seen those little feng shui or lucky kitties where the little arm swings back and forth and it's ushering in finances or whatever. It's supposed to be ushering in good luck to your home, right?
I haven't seen that.
Oh, my gosh. So my sisters and I were all talking like, we need to get a feng shui kitty. And so, you know, it was kind of a funny little thing. We're going to get a feng shui kitty. Well, this feng shui kitty already has a story. So I go on Amazon, which I share the account with my parents, or they share their account with me, I should say. And so I just ordered it through their account, but I had a gift card. So I put the gift card in to pay for my feng shui kitty, which was only $8.99. Well, the gift card was $100. What I didn't know is that once you enter the gift card into Amazon, then it puts it on the account, and any purchases from there on out, it comes off the gift card first. So I order Feng Shui Kitty, who's supposed to be ushering finances and good luck into my home. Well, then the next time I go to use my gift card, there's no money on it. I'm like, oh, what the heck? There should be a lot of money on that. What? So I had to go figure that out. So I'm like, okay, feng shui kitty, already you're off to a bad start. Naughty kitty. And so then I get the kitty yesterday in the mail. I go get it, pull it out, and I just pulled it out of the box. And it takes a little battery to make the little arm move. So I go find a battery and put it in there. And Josh is calling me, my oldest son. And he was working on his truck, which was over at my parents' house. And he had driven a vehicle over there, but he forgot to grab the keys for his truck. And he needed those to see if he fixed it. So I said, oh, not a problem, because they're only a couple miles from my house. So I said, not a problem. I'll run it over to you. Don't get stressed out about it. And so I set Feng Shui Kitty down on my counter in the kitchen. Now, this is not a table. This is a counter. This is high off the ground. I set Feng Shui Kitty down on the counter, literally like 3 minutes into opening Feng Shui Kitty, grab his keys, jump in the car, run to drop off the keys, turn around, run back. I get home to Feng Shui Kitty being murdered in the middle of my living room floor. Pieces everywhere. And I looked at the counter, I'm like, where's Feng Shui Kitty? And I looked down at the floor, I'm like, oh my gosh. I was furious because, you know, I had been waiting for Feng Shui Kitty to get to my house. Anyways, I think because Feng Shui Kitty got such a bad start by, you know, deleting my, you know, making my $100 gift card turn into nothing right off the bat.
Oh, my goodness.
I think Buddy was eliminating the Feng Shui Kitty for me.
Oh, my gosh. So, my goodness. You know,
no,
we get to look at this a couple of different ways, Tracy.
We do.
Because for this to happen, in my way of thinking, there is a message in it. So what part of you is resistance to ushering in whatever it is that you wanted to usher in, health, financial wealth, absolute romantic love, whatever, is there resistance? Or are you to do it without the idea of feng shui?
Well, and I kind of put myself through that process last night, let me tell you, because I was pretty baffled as to why. There's other things that sat up on that table. Even food was up on that table, on that counter. and he went for Feng Shui Kitty. I'm just like, why Feng Shui Kitty? So I looked at that, and I was wondering, am I blocking these things from coming in, or is it the universe saying you don't need to put your energy into a little plastic cat?
Did you come up with which did you determine? If you're taking your life right in your hands in this one moment, which is the answer that stands out the strongest to you that says this is the reason why? And you can put me through stuff like this too, Missy.
Welcome to my life, listeners. Welcome to my life. I'm over here plotting. What can I get Cherry with when we're done with this? No.
Oh, you have a bucket full of things to draw out of for me. Oh my goodness.
Okay, so let's look at this. So one of the things that I would like to usher more in is clientele. I do real estate. I do the hypnosis. Clientele. You know, November, December is classic for everyone being into the holidays and not looking for homes or looking for hypnosis. And so as history has proven, those have been kind of the slower months of the year. And so as January hits in, usually I know that that's when people are ready to make some changes, ready to look for houses, whatever it might be. So part of Feng Shui Kitty's job was to usher in clientele. And so that's one of the things I was looking at. You know, I guess I kind of look at Feng Shui Kitty like it was a vision board kind of a thing. It's something I could look at and know that this is my intention for Feng Shui Kitty, is to help me usher in good luck, good clients, good sessions, good home sales, you know, that kind of a thing.
May I insert something now? Yeah, the question was, when you were determining why Feng Shui Kitty got broken, was it because your resistance to allowing it in, or you don't have the need for the Feng Shui Kitty?
Well, if you're going to pin me on a answer right now, I'm going to say what resonated more is I don't need Feng Shui Kitty.
That's what I got too. Yay!
Yeah.
But you know, that's it. Is I was listening to the answer and I thought, oh, I didn't really apparently present that question.
You did.
Clearly.
You said, what were you trying to create with Feng Shui Kitty?
Or
at least that's the way
well,
I.
I misspoke, because what I was meaning is, did you need the kitty or didn't you need the kitty? You
I
know,
don't.
Or
need
were you
the kitty.
Resistant to receiving?
But, no, you know, I don't need the kitty. I don't. You know.
Well,
I'm not,
there you go. Anyway, you know.
Go ahead.
I've done things like this too, where I'll have something come to me because I believe it's going to assist me in some way. Then something comes up that takes whatever it was away, and I have to look at it and say, hold it, because for me there's things, and I'm speaking personally, this has nothing to do with Tracy. It is, for me, it's a belief system of deserving. So when I bring something in and it falls apart, I have to look at my own issues of, do I deserve this? Do I feel I deserve this? Will I allow it in? What stops me from attracting it in? So for me, it'll take me on this little journey. And then I'll just smile and go, gosh, it was kind of a little of both. Didn't need the symbol, but I'm also resistant. So, you know, that's all I was getting to. So, and I own what's mine, not yours, Tracy. You get to go, and I loved it, to just, you know, what you were bringing in. So, the information.
Kathy's saying Buddy knows best. He is your guardian. He got rid of the kitty.
Yes, that's it. That's it.
You know, one of the symbologies that, and I wrote it in there to Kathy and Kathy and Jeff are both saying hello, but is that when Feng Shui Kitty got murdered in my home, I kind of looked at it like, okay, with, is that a symbol of this energy now being broken up and just, you know, getting rid of that stuck feeling, that stuck energy of, you know, the slow months? And so I kind of took it that way, even though I was still kind of still mad because I had just gotten my kitty.
So, I know, that's it.
I was like, you've ruined my brand new thing. Anyway, it was good. It did move a lot of energy because it made me look at some things. And I definitely had some energy going yesterday because I heard something, and I won't talk about that on air, but I heard something yesterday that felt like a sting. And it definitely threw me into a space that I did not enjoy being in. And I had to really sit with that yesterday. And I kind of giggled that our show is about whining because, of course, I wanted to go into whining because I felt like somebody kind of stabbed me in the back. And so that was some energy I had to work through. Then my kitty, my new little toy, gets broken. And yeah, it was just, okay, I'm going to go sit with this and you're going to help me move through whatever this is. And this is, again, you guys, this is to remind you that Cherry and I do have our stuff happen to us too. And, you know, we bring it here to the show so that you guys know that no matter where you're at on your spiritual path, I know there's a lot of people out there that are like, oh, you're always rainbows and sunshine. It's like, no, I'm not. No, sometimes I have bad days. And sometimes I hear things I don't want to hear. And sometimes people are mean to me. And I have to work through that stuff too. So there it is. I was working through some stuff. So.
Well, you know, that's it. I love the fact that you're putting it out that there that no matter where you are on your spiritual journey, because that's you know, very few that are walking this path have absolutely nothing come up that derails them for a bit. What we would call negative. It's only our own life lessons. It's when we don't hand the power off to whatever it is that comes up, then we walk through it much quicker. And you'll find that the further along you are on your spiritual path, you'll have very intense situations come up at times because you're going in deeper. You've already cleared the surface stuff. You've already gone through the edges and the easy. Now you get to go into that real deep stuff. You know, in what my group tells me is at this time, mankind understands to move through their process through upsets and challenges. Yet we do have easier ways to do it. Other than that, we just haven't quite got there yet. I don't know for anybody else, and I can only speak for myself at any given moment. But for me, it's when I depersonalize that I move through things quicker. Or if I look at things as being a mirror, you know, at times. And Tracy and I have had a show on the Seven of Seen Mirrors, so I will go through that too.
Yeah.
You know, I had something going through my head today that I'm going to read on the air real quick, if nobody minds. By nobody, I mean you, Tracy. Do you mind?
Well, I just love our shows because we put a title on them, but you know what, guys, tune in because you never know what's going to happen.
Ooh, yeah,
and we will segue this somehow back into whining. Go, Cherry.
You know, this came to me due to situations of personal situations, but people I know, and it was, I cannot disregard my beauty because you are unable to see it. I cannot deny my light because you cannot feel it. I cannot keep myself small because you fear my immenseness. I cannot ignore my knowledge because it makes you question what you have believed. Now, if we look at that as me and mine, then turn the mirror and let it reflect back at you. You cannot disregard your beauty because you do not feel beautiful. The truth of the matter is you are. That part isn't written in there. You cannot deny your light because you cannot feel it. You're always light, whether you understand that or not. You cannot keep yourself small because you doubt your immenseness. You know, mankind's known for doubting the immenseness of all that they are. You cannot ignore your knowledge because it makes you question what you have believed. You know, the more we question things, the further along we go. But that's what popped into my little head today.
Yeah. And you posted that, and it's,
yes.
I said that earlier when, yeah, you posted it on Cat Media too, because if you're not over there, get over there. We'd love to see you and come chat with us.
Yes. And, so. And I do want to let listeners out there know, we do have people in the chat room on Cat Media too that have asked the question, and I answered them, are we doing questions? Yes, we are. You can write them in the chat room, or you can call us at 646-668-8389. Press the number 1 so that we know you want to speak to us.
Yeah, and I'm going to own that because I forgot to put that on our title that we were doing reading. Sorry, guys. I hope that you come join us over there. And I'm sure there must have been a reason for that.
Yes. So people could listen to us prattle on and on and on.
Yeah. And I posted the show after my feng shui kitty accident. And so I was probably in a grieving state of mind and spaced it. My kitty. Anyway.
There you go. And it's okay to grieve and allow yourself to grieve. It is all okay. But it is.
I have a picture of my feng shui kitty and it's shambles. Do you guys want me to post it to the chat page?
Yeah, well, heck yeah. And my pretty necklace is now all tangled around my glass cord. What is going on? I'm going to whine.
We're a good team
now,
here.
Okay. Tangled.
Funny.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Life is good. Let's see. I am going to bring that over to the, okay. I'm talking out loud as I'm trying to get the picture to where I can get it over to that page.
The sign of old age, or at least that's what my grandchildren tell me.
I had to get it from my phone, and then I went to put it on Messenger so I could copy it off of Messenger and put it on the chat page, because the other route would have been find login to Facebook on my phone, blah, blah, blah. So that was the shorter route. So there is the remains of Feng Shui Kitty. Sorry. I have humor with it today. I certainly did not last night when I saw that sitting there, and Buddy was looking all less than innocent. So
darn him. You know, he is an amazing dog. If anybody ever, you know, you want to.
He is
an amazing
dog. Cherry loves Buddy, and Buddy loves Cherry.
I love Cherry. I just do.
So this is what Feng Shui Kitty looked like before. So if you guys are not familiar with the Lucky Kitty, I believe it's Japanese. But it's also the feng shui. They've added it into feng shui. I had just started reading about it and then had, you know, never got to actually put it to good use. But that doesn't mean I can't get another one just for fun. It was
She's just the feng shui all around, her buddy was. So yes, you can get another one.
I can get another one. But
yes, you can.
I'm not sure I trust my cats around Buddy now, though. No, just kidding. He actually loves the kitties. Maybe too much. But anyway. All right. So, Cherry, have you had anything to whine about lately?
That is the question of the time, isn't it, Tracy? Tracy knows I've had something to whine about, and it's very personal. But, it, you know, it is what it is, you know, and I'm just going to put it out there because it may help somebody else in a situation, is I met somebody, we got married, and that somebody decided they didn't want to be married to me any longer.
I'm going to stop you right there.
Mm-hmm.
You met somebody, you got married, and then the next sentence should be that other person decided he did not want to be married anymore, not married to you. That's a big difference.
There
big
is a big difference.
Difference.
Yeah.
That had nothing to do with you.
Oh, my goodness. I have these huge tingles going on. And see, folks, it's when we allow somebody else to give in information and perspective, it frees up. Because right now, I have a huge energetic release going on. But, you know, what this did also allowed me to see my personal growth. Because earlier in life, back in the days that I had absolutely no self-esteem, I would have turned myself in and out trying to figure out what was wrong with me. I would have turned myself in and out trying to be what I thought that person wanted me to be. I would have worn myself down trying to fix the situation, fix me. And as it was, I had to look at it, and I didn't have to. There's me and my word police. I didn't have to do anything. I chose to look at it as, one, this person has their own journey, and they're walking through it, and I am not choosing to own what is theirs. I only own what is mine. Now, it isn't saying I didn't whine and wallow for a bit, because of course I did. This is a pretty big deal. Yet, I was able to look at it, see the lesson in it, the experience in it, and somewhere it freed me up. I didn't put myself down. And all of a sudden, there's happiness and joy, something unbottled in me. So I thank this person for assisting me in healing an old piece of me,
mm-hmm.
or bringing it back into my heart. And then the human part will say, and now I'm going to go slap the heck out of them. No, just kidding. But, you know, we have those feelings, and it's okay to honor those feelings, too. We are walking the human experience. And so it's owning the upset, too.
Yeah, exactly. And you know what? Giving yourself permission is a big thing. Give yourself permission to go through those stages of emotions. That's why we're in the human experience. So yeah, it doesn't mean live there, but give yourself permission. Like I gave myself permission to be upset last night, and I didn't live there. And I just, you know, what I did is I went through my process. How is this making me feel right now? And just allowing the emotions that were wanting to surface to surface, and just being with those and honoring them, and then moving to the next thing. And I tell you, I woke up feeling a lot better this morning. Like, I'm laughing about it now, but I was not laughing yesterday when I came home and saw my brand new little item on the floor chewed to bits. So, yeah.
Well, and that's it. It is allowing yourself the emotions. You know, and emotions are very clearing. You know, we'll have those emotions where we feel the sorrow, the upset, but all of those are used to clear some space within you. And then it may culminate in what we call anger. And quite truthfully, there's times if we focus that anger, it catapults us forward. It allows us to look more directly into not life outside of us and what it's doing to us, but inside of us, so that we'll make changes. And those changes are absolute growth. That's what they are. And then if you recognize your growth, you know,
Well, Kathy is in the chat room agreeing that it's all about him and not you, in the regard of him not wanting to be married. You don't need to fix yourself. You are so wonderful just the way you are, and now you are free to be yourself fully. And, you know, sometimes we don't understand what we're going through, like this whole process of taking it to the level of even getting married.
Yeah.
And yet, look at how much you pulled out of that about who you are today versus who you were 10 years ago, 15 years ago. You know, you wouldn't have known that without the experience that you now love yourself enough to know that you don't have to change for somebody else. And he doesn't have to change for you. You know, you just needed to have a little taste of, hey, look at how much you've grown and expanded and what you have to offer the world means you don't change who you are for someone else. So
Well, you know, and that's it. It's if you're going to do change, you don't do it for someone else. You do it for you. You know, that's where,
yeah.
And that's what makes the difference in your life, is when you're moving through your experiences, your journey, and you choose to make a change, it's because it's time for something to change within you that benefits you, that benefits your life. You know, we can go through our stories. All of us have a story. And we can go through and look at the small self. And again, I look at my story from earlier in life and being this people pleaser. And it, for me here, it's even another part of the information of growth, is we're not here to please others. You know, if you live from your heart, you're automatically doing what's in divine order for you and everyone around. And so, and I also look at it, everybody knows, you know, listens to the show, knows my work, and I look at this particular person as also a messenger. And so I thank him for being here. And again, then I go into my whiny baby stuff and wallow for a bit. So I'm still going in and out of the emotion. You know, it is what it is.
Well, and here's the thing that we put out there with the intention of this show. What does whining get us? And we're going to have an answer for that. But the second question, do we get ourselves out of the whining pattern? So I'm going to go back. What does whining get us? Well, like Cherry and I, we can call each other up and be like, this is going on. And I know when I'm telling Cherry my feng shui kitty thing, that she's not going to sit there and go, oh, Tracy, you poor thing. She's going to go, well, what did you take from that? And she's going to do it on a live radio show. And
wow.
And she knows that I'll do that for her as well. And so maybe in our situation, whining will get us the other person's interpretation of where we're stuck. What is our words? What is our storytelling? You know, listen to your story when you're telling this story to others or yourself in your mind. Where is it coming from? What are the feelings? What's going on with this story? And try to find the clues into what's really going on, because feng shui kitty was just a symptom of the elephant in the room, right?
Mm-hmm.
But
here's
the question. How do we get ourselves out of the pattern of whining? If everything's going wrong, nothing's going right, I got a black cloud over my head, nothing seems to be falling into place, la, 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 la. How do you get out of that?
How do you get out of it? The black cloud. You go to Tahiti. Oh, that's not the answer.
Hey, that's my answer.
Yeah, let's go.
Tahiti is the
theme. You know, the thing about it, to get out from underneath that black cloud, it's always about looking inward. What part of you believes this? Where are you not thinking you deserve? What part of you isn't loving you? It's looking at life isn't doing to you. You're attracting in what you ultimately believe. And so also look at each and everything outside of you as a mirror of some belief within you, not something you necessarily own as an action you do, but a belief system that you have, or even a journey in, where you're walking through more. When we whine, a lot of times it takes us into this place of lack of power. We make others responsible for us in our lives. So what if we take back our own responsibility and say, okay, there's a black cloud over me. It's making me uncomfortable. Where is that discomfort really coming from? And let me see some blue skies now, and I'll create those. So it's all about how we choose to walk our walk. Do we want to just hang our heads and walk under that black cloud and say that's what life is? Or do we want to look up and say, hey, I own everything about that black cloud, and I'm going to look at it now. And you don't have to do it alone. Attract in those who will support you while you do it. And that's one of the things Tracy and I do for each other and many other people out there, and they do it right back for us.
And what I want to put out there, you get yourself stuck in these patterns of looking at what's not working. what's not happening? What's, you know, where am I stuck? And that feeling, as, you know, metaphorically we refer to a lot of times as the black cloud. I'm going to ask you to sit down and ask yourself this question and be ready to write the answer. What do you want to have happen? That gets you off of what isn't happening and getting you focused more on what you want to have happening. What is it that you desire instead? And let's start looking at that and start shifting your energy. And Neil Donald Walsh, I posted a few last week, I think it was, one of his little clips that I just love, because he does this little lecture on God always says yes. And so when we're saying nothing's working, God's saying, yes, you're right, nothing's working. And when we're saying, I don't have any money, God's saying, yes, you're right, you don't have any money. You know, so God always says yes. So if you're making statements that support you and God's saying yes to that, that's going to shift your energy. It's going to put you on a better, lighter, happier path. But also be willing to make the changes that need to happen to bring your vibration to match the desire. So the question, what would you like to have happen? There it is. Okay.
Yes. And Debbie's saying, so instead of whining about my cold, I should remember how it feels not to have one. Yes. And treat your brain like a computer. Go back and ask to bring up that point of where it is that you hold that knowledge of feeling healthy and being healthy. You know,
yeah.
Kathy did ask for me to post that. I cannot disregard my beauty. And so I did. I posted it in the blog talk, but the Cat Media 2 chat room that we're on today.
And there it is. Okay, shall we?
Shall we? Yes, we shall. We shall. What are we shelling?
My mind reader friend, what are we doing?
We are pulling in caller with the last four digits, 1502. You are on the air. What is your question? Who are you and where are you calling from? Whichever order you choose to do that one.
Happy New Year. This is Michelle. Just want to know who you see coming in for dating romance in 2018.
Oh, goodness. Tracy, do you want to start that one?
Yeah, it's like, which one? I see actually three different energies when you ask that question that you'll pull in. Each one of them brings something different, so don't disregard them thinking, oh, this isn't the love of my life, so why bother? I don't want you to have that going into it, because each one offers you something, and it's important to take what's available as far as lessons and love and learning through these, through meeting these people. So probably the big question is, which is there one that is like a long term? Is that kind of what you're looking for? Okay.
Yeah.
I'm asking, is any of the three long-term? It does feel like the last one is a long-term thing, and it's probably because you learned something from the other ones that help you fall into place and understand something that you need to get through to create a long-lasting one with the last one. So I'm not really getting a picture in my mind of what this person looks like, but I do get a feeling of strength, somebody that's very supportive, somebody that holds you up when you're feeling down kind of thing, and vice versa. It's like it's a nice pairing. It feels like it's very nice emotional support, and it does feel like there is nice chemistry there with you as well. Okay, cheers.
Okay, I'm agreeing with Tracy 100%, because it does feel like you have a couple of stepping stone men prior to the one coming in that you will choose to have a long-term relationship with. And I say will choose because it feels like you are here to make that choice. A part of you starts to go for it, then your fears and worries and doubts start to rear their heads. You pull away, then you go for it, then you pull away. So you're working through a lot of your old, it says, beliefs and insecurities. So when the first Tracy saw three gentlemen. I see the potential of four. So if it turns out you bring in three, then the other one, it's okay because they're agreeing to assist you in this particular part of your journey. Do look at them. Do look at, and see where you hold yourself back, where you protect yourself, where you start changing yourself to be just to be in a relationship. Because there is a part of you that does at times start denying aspects of you and pieces of you, and, you know, what you want, what you like, how you like to do things to please whoever you're with. And so it feels like you're going to be tested in this area. But just allow yourself to keep being who you are, okay?
You know when I'll start meeting.
You know, time is a funny thing. Time is one of those things that's controlled by you, and it is when if you're ready for it, you'll attract it in really quick. But you can slow it down or speed it up. This month feels very slow for relationships, and there's a part of you going, "Gosh, I want the romance of Valentine's and all of this." Yet it feels like it's better just to be with yourself through most of next month and allow the spring to bring in new beginnings.
Spring,
spring. It actually feels like, though, when we look at Valentine's Day, as soon as Cherry said Valentine's Day, I just saw you really enjoying yourself with a group. So, and it's it's a mixed group. There's men and women in this group, and just going out and having fun and enjoying as a group. So it's not to say you're, feels like you have a good foundation of friends. And
but
that's
what's dating? Is it anyone I've known? Is it anybody I've ever met before?
Honey, we have a few other callers and other people in the chat room, and so that's why we limit to one question. And so, but this is also a question that you're asking for you'll go in and look at your inner self. So, I don't mean to cut people off or anything like this, but it's very important for you to go in and do some inner work so you attract in that beautiful relationship you're looking for. Okay.
Yes. And don't overthink it and have some fun. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
Bye-bye. And we do have a couple of people in the chat room, and do you mind if I start with Dove for Peace that's in the blog talk, because she's had her question up for about 20, 25 minutes now.
Okay.
Okay, and I'm going to read it so that you'll get a feel for it. And so she says, I am embarrassed with what I'm about to say. I never had a problem with what a person wears, but I'm starting to become offended by a woman at work. Her dressing is becoming more and more revealing. She is not wearing undergarments under very short dresses. Her skirts are so thin I see her nipples, clothing so tight, I'm starting to lose respect for her. I just don't want to look at this anymore. It is making me sick at work. What is my problem? I love that you're owning it as your problem. And why can't I just accept this?
I'm being so naughty right now because I want to say, well, Deb, for peace, you got to quit working at the strip club. But that's just
my goodness.
Me being
silly.
Well,
it's good for humor. Good for humor. So, this is the first thing.
I'm going to use my own example here. I had a friend on Facebook who would post things where there was a lot of revealing. You know, it was all PG-13, I suspect, but it was a lot of revealing. And I found I was becoming uncomfortable with all that revealing. And they were pretty sexy pictures that she was posting on Facebook. And the gal that did that, she was she's into acting and doing all this stuff. So some of those were professional shots from different things that she was participating in. And I kept finding myself getting uncomfortable. It's like, oh my gosh, why is she posting that? And so I understand this discomfort. But what I did is I realized as I brought it back to me, just like Dove for Peace is doing, I realized that these are areas I'm uncomfortable with my own body and growing up in a house where, you know, it's like these, you keep these areas covered. These are, you know, blah, blah, blah. Whatever I learned growing up, this is all coming in. And I was feeling that as if it was shame to have these parts of your body being open to the public, you know, even though she wasn't really exposing anything, but she was wearing some pretty sexy things. And it was like, okay, so I need to deal with my insecurities around my own physical appearance, and then also with some programming that I had growing up that our bodies are to be hidden. And so that was my own personal experience. That's what I was tuning into when you were reading that, is that there's some of that going on, is that there's some old programming, and it's just, for lack of a better word, it's right there in your face. So, okay, Cherry, I'm sorry.
Okay. Now, Deb for Peace says, say, she's comfortable with her own body. That doesn't, and she's talking about her workplace. But I'm going to just put it out there for anybody who's listening that's going into this. Sometimes there are old messages that live way in the background of the mind that we're not aware of. And one of the things I'm picking up on is one, there is a resentment that this person is wearing this to work because somehow it's skipping over doing actual duties. And it's, and you know, also I'm feeling we're in a time of the Me Too movement, and so and women being objectified. And so there's also a resentment too that feels like there was something that happened early on in the life that just, you know, there's some very deep emotional aspects to this, but there's also resentments because somehow this person's skipping over and glossing over their own work that they're doing, and somehow the clothing is assisting in this. It's diverting from what the actual job is. How do you get through it is the main thing, is just look at that person with love and understand that, one, they're not claiming themselves, they're giving themselves away. They aren't seeing the beautiful aspect of light that they are. Instead, they're using their body as a way to, you know, that's all they've got to cling to, it feels like, is, well, this is, I don't trust in myself and my abilities, so I'm going to distract from this by bringing, you know, to do this. So, it, you know, the best way to move through this and is, one, to just send that person love, but also it is good to discuss with the management about the workplace clothing. It does feel like there's policies and procedures in place that say what a person can or can't wear to this particular place of employment. And it is important to bring this up. So, but when you see this person, see her as empowered in her own beauty as a person, not deflecting herself through her physical body. So that's what I get. So, anyway, now, shall we move on to Kathy?
Yes, because, our caller dropped off. So, yeah, let's go to Kathy. What's Kathy got?
Well, Kathy says, Cherry and Tracy, can you ask Spirit what they have in mind for a new job for my husband, Tom? And
Does Tom want to go back to work?
Yeah.
That's an interesting question, because the energy feels kind of like I want to take a break. I do feel like he does want to go back to work, but I also think that he's not having a horrible time just staying at home. So I think I want to redirect it, because she says, will you ask Spirit what they have in mind for a new job? What does Tom have in applying for a new job because he has his own manifester. And so we need to look at what does Tom want? Because Spirit is supporting Tom. So, yeah, what do you get?
I agree 100%. I'm agreeable today with you. Have you noticed that? It isn't what Spirit wants. It's what Tom wants. And this is a perfect and prime time for Tom to start looking into the interest that he has had throughout his life that he's put on the back burner. It's good for him to go in and pursue some of his dreams, start getting some other talents. And it shows, I don't know if it's online classes or classes where he goes out to something that he's very, very much in agreement to. So seeing how that will benefit him is what does he want to do?
Mm-hmm.
He's done what's been expected of him. And it feels like he's done the responsible thing, but it feels like somewhere he feels fatigued and drained by that. But it's like, hold up, what's his passion? And how can he, what kind of training can he get to support that? Or what is his interest if he cannot find his passion? And what training can he get to support that? And it does feel like he's in a dormant period. But you're going to find that when he pokes his head up from this, kind of like, and I know we already went through, is it a gopher that tells us how long winter's? No, it isn't a gopher, it's something else. Anyway, he's like that animal that lifts his head up and goes, oh, there it is. And he's been in slumber mode.
The gopher, isn't it? Now we're going to be stuck on that.
Oh, and it's like all I see is like, I'm in a hold apparently from our show today.
we're all in the ground. Our heads are in the ground. It's groundhog.
That's it. But you're going to be very surprised if he allows himself to really voice what he wants to do. So if he's wanting to start his own business, this is the time to do it.
Yeah, this year supports that really well. So, I think we just need to motivate Tom. And in a healthy way, not in a, hey, you get your butt up and get a job kind of way, but get out there and help him find his passion, because right now that is what the universe, that's what our source wants, is for us to find things that we're passionate about. So,
exactly.
Oh, good.
And it was a G. It was a G animal, but it wasn't a gopher. It was a groundhog. Thank you, Jeff. It's like, oh, my goodness. I could think of, like, Pennsylvania Pete or something, like Pasadena Pete. I couldn't think of any. Yeah, I'm really not grounded, guys. Sorry. Not really. Hey, we have 3 minutes left of the show. How do people get in touch with you? What in the heck do you got going on, Missy girl?
Well, you guys, please come over to my website. It's TracyMahan.com. You can find everything I do there. Join me on Facebook. I love having new friends. So, matter of fact, I just made one. Somebody popped up and friend requested me, and I was so excited. So come join me over on Facebook and over on the Patreon page, where I post exclusive material and hypnosis and meditation recordings. And I do try and cater them to you. Right now I'm doing a weight and health wellness or support group where we meet Monday nights and we meet through video conferencing. We come up with how's everybody doing, what would you like to see in the next recording, that kind of thing. And then I create something that supports the group. So it's a great place to be. It's only $8 a month to be part of that group. Meditations as low as $2 a month. And I'm saying a month. So, you know, some people over on Patreon, they charge per thing that they post. I'm only charging per month to have access to my postings. So please come on over there, check it out. Support me on Patreon. I would love that. That would be awesome to have you over there. Okay, Cherry, how about you?
Well, you can go to cherrydivine.com and get information about all the work I do, that sort of thing. Have the Hawaiian Experience Retreat in February. We have 2 or 3 spaces left. If you're wanting to do that, this is a perfect time. And it's all about self-empowerment. It's all about loving who you are. And it is over Valentine's Day, so you get to be your own Valentine. And the experiences are magical. Mention that you heard about it on the radio show, and we will give you the early bird discount. Join me on Cherry Divine LLC and become my friend. I love friends. And, you know, we go there and we post. And you can go to Cat Media, too. Tracy and I post through there off and on all week long.
Yes.
And with that, thank you, everybody.
And the last 8 seconds, we have a live video coming up on the 28th, so watch for that. All right, you guys, we'll be posting about it. Love you. See you later. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.